Hi everyone, welcome back. Now that we've gone through those basic financial statement concepts, let's see if we can put what we know to test. And let's try a couple of examples. Before we get started, just a reminder, I know you've heard this in class and as well as in the introductory module, but please print out these problems from the website. If you don't have the problems in front of you, turn me off, go to the website, click on the icon labeled lecture problems, and print out the problems so you have them in front of you and can follow them as we work through them. It won't do you much good if you don't have the problem in front of you. You won't really see where the numbers are coming from. So I'm going to assume we all have our problems. Let's go ahead and get started. And let's go ahead to the next slide. And before we actually begin example one, I've just regurgitated here those key financial statement relationships one more time. The balance sheet. Assets equal liabilities plus equity. The income statement. Revenues minus expenses equals net income. Also found on the income statement is number four there. Sales revenue minus the cost of goods sold is what we call our gross profit. Remember, our profit from selling inventory. Equations three and five deal with the equity of the company. Number three, one that everybody seems to forget, the beginning retained earnings balance plus net income minus dividends is the ending retained earnings balance. And then we know that our total equity is the sum of the two sources, the contributed capital and the retained earnings. That's a pretty good cheat sheet. You want to have that down and be very comfortable with those relationships. We're going to make use of them as we do these examples. Let's go ahead and get started with example one. Please go to the next slide with me. Example one, let's just sort of read it together. It says the following information is available for Stone Company for the year 2004. And you can see the information that's given. And requirement one says to, okay, from that information, calculate the expenses incurred by Stone during the year. Well, we do know what? The income statement tells us revenues minus expenses equals net income. And I think we have enough information to solve this pretty easily. The problem tells us that the revenues were $350. We don't know what the expenses are. That's what we're solving for. But we also know that the net income is $110. Do a little bit of algebra, and we can figure out that our expenses for the year were equal to $240. Very good. Let's go ahead to the next slide. Requirement two asks us to calculate the dividends that were paid during the year. Well, if you need to, refer back to the cheat sheet. Which of those equations had the idea or had the concept of dividends in the equation? It was the third one, right? The beginning retained earnings plus net income minus dividends equals the ending retained earnings. And I think we have enough information to pretty easily figure out the dividends as well. The problem tells us retained earnings at January 1st, $140. They tell us the net income is $110. We can solve for dividends, make that your X. And all that is equal to the ending balance and retained earnings given in the problem as $200. Again, doing a little bit of algebra, we solve for our dividends to be $50. This is fun, right? Let's go to the next slide and look at requirement three. Okay, let's take a look at requirement three of the problem. It says to calculate the contributed capital at December 31st of the 2004, end of year. Well, we know what? What do we know about contributed capital? We know the contributed capital, which is part of equity, relates to the amount of investments made by owners into the business. How do they make investments? Well, they buy stock from the company. And we also know that total liabilities at the end of the year plus total equity at the end of the year, that's given to us in the problem, is $600. And we remember the contributed capital is part of equity. If you look at what else is given in the problem, we see that total liabilities at the end of the year are simply equal to $50. Well, a little bit of deductive reasoning, that means the total equity at the end of the year must be $550. If total liabilities plus equity equals $600. Equity consists of two components, right? It consists of the contributed capital and the retained earnings. And we know that the total equity, which is $550, and we know the retained earnings at the end of the year, $200 given, allows us to easily solve for the contributed capital at the end of the year to be $350. All right, let's go to the next slide and take a look at the fourth requirement. This one's a little bit tougher. Requirement four says to calculate the total assets at January 1st of 2004. Well, what do we know? We sort of go back to our cheat sheet. Where are assets? We know that assets are equal to liabilities plus equity, the fundamental accounting equation. And we also know that equity consists of two pieces, contributed capital and retained earnings. So we can rewrite that fundamental accounting equation as assets are equal to liabilities plus contributed capital, the CC, plus retained earnings, the RE. And, well, what else do we know? We know that the liabilities at January 1st, they're given in the problem as $60. And we know the retained earnings at January 1st, that's also given in the problem, $140. And we say, oh no. The contributed capital at the beginning of the year is not given. Right? So now we're left with this one equation and two unknowns. So we need to somehow, some way, figure out the contributed capital at January 1st to figure out what our assets were. Let's go to the next slide and see if we can do that. So we're still continuing to try to figure out our total assets. And from chapter 2, we know that the contributed capital, that we can calculate our contributed capital, is our beginning balance plus any additional sales of stock that happened during the year. And that's equal to the ending balance, the contributed capital at December 31st. Let's see if we can work that backwards just a little bit. We know that the ending contributed capital was $350. We calculated that in this problem in requirement three. The problem also tells us that during the year, we had additional sales of stock of $20. So we're able to figure out that the contributed capital at January 1st must have been $330. And once we know this, go to the next slide with me. Once we know this, we can easily figure out our total assets. Remember from a couple slides ago, we had that equation. I said, oh no, that's a problem. One equation, two unknowns. We've now figured out that our contributed capital at January 1st was $330. Allowing us to solve for total assets at January 1, $530. Good problem. It's well worth your time to work back through that, rewrite it out, make sure you're comfortable with how we came up with those numbers. I think requirements 1 through 3 were pretty straightforward. You shouldn't have too much difficulty with them. Number 4, a little bit tougher, but again, it's great practice in getting used to using those equations. Let's go ahead to the next slide and take a look at requirement number two. Excuse me. Let's look at problem number two, and we'll of course start with requirement number one. Here's what problem number two says. The following information is given for XYZ Company for 2003. See the January 1 balances and December 31 balances for most of the items on the balance sheet. And then they give us a little bit of additional information about expenses, dividends, and then it does say additional shares of stock were sold to investors. Calculate in requirement one the amount of contributed capital at December 31st, the question mark, the unknown that we have. In the last example, we were able to do it because they told us how much in stock was sold, right? So we were able to take the ending balance, then figure out the stock that was sold during the year, and we were able to back into the beginning balance. But they don't tell us that here. They don't tell us the amount of the stock that was sold to investors. So we're not going to be able to approach it that way. We need to find another way to approach this. What we do know is this, assets equal liabilities plus equity. And I think if we try to set this up, right, we know that our assets are $200,000. 10,000 current, 190,000 long term. So the assets of 200,000 equal the liabilities given 25 plus the equity, which consists of the two pieces, the contributed capital, what we're looking to solve for, and the retained earnings given as $90,000 in the problem. Once we know that, it becomes easy. Contributed capital at December 31st must have been $85,000. Let's go to the next slide and see if we can work through requirement two. Requirement two says, okay, from that information given, calculate the revenues that were earned during the year. Well, here's where we can start. We know that revenues minus expenses are equal to net income. We don't know what the revenues are. That's what the problem asks us to solve for. In additional information piece one, we know the expenses were $35,000. But we don't know the net income either. So once again, we're left with one equation, two unknowns. We need to figure out what net income was. Go back to your cheat sheet, the very first slide that we looked at. What other equation has net income as an element? Hopefully it's the one that you won't forget, because everybody has a tendency to forget it. It's the one with retained earnings. Beginning retained earnings plus net income minus dividends equals ending retained earnings. And I think we have enough information to work with that equation, right? The beginning retained earnings given January 1, $80,000, plus the unknown net income, minus the dividends given additional information piece 2, $7,500. All that's equal to the ending balance, which is given as $90,000. Solving for net income equal to $17,500. But we're not done yet, right? Because that's not what the problem asked us to do. Go to the next slide with me. The problem asks us to calculate the revenues. But now we can use what we just did to easily determine what the revenues are. Right, revenues minus expenses equals net income. We knew the expenses were 35. We just solved for the net income to be 17,500. Revenues must have equaled $52,500. Two real good problems. Well worth your time. Go back through them. Be comfortable with how we solved them.